Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Well, hello, hello. We have a little earbud episode for you today. As I'm sure you realized when you clicked on the title, I'm just going to say that right now. If you're listening with kids around, I'd throw earbuds on. We're having a little adult conversation today, and I'm excited to dive into it with you. I hope you're having a good start to the month and that everything is going well for you. We are going to go through this article from Medical News Today. So I will say before we get into this that I very much have seen across the board, this is like one of those TMI things that when ladies do an 8-week program or I'm working one-on-one with somebody with nutrition, when I'm asking about non-scale victories, this has come up ironically when a lot of ladies are like, I don't know if this is TMI, but I have had a way higher sex drive than normal. Or also included are other TMI things. Well, what people consider TMI, like I'm a lot more regular as well. These are all like great signs, ladies, that our bodies are working the way they're supposed to. We are not supposed to just have a super low sex drive. Now, obviously, there's so much more to this conversation where hormones are a huge factor here and a lot of different seasons of life like perimenopause, menopause, postpartum, breastfeeding, pregnancy, like so many factors as women that can go into, you know, our libido. But, and here's the caveat, there's also other factors that are often overlooked like exercise, like nutrition. So if this is an area that you've felt like, man, I think mine's lower than most people are like it's, I know it's low because I never am in the mood, those kinds of things. I would also look at, obviously, you can look at hormones, all those other things, but two really easy fixes or enhancements or whatever would be exercise and nutrition, because maybe it's exercise that you would need to add in, but nutrition you're already doing, right? We're already eating every day. So being able to swap things out. So I just want to say that first and foremost, I have heard this where when ladies just start enhancing the quality of their foods, not necessarily eating certain food, like, okay, I need to eat oysters and I don't know, whatever else is on the list of like supposedly an aphrodisiac, okay? Just because they started backing away from processed foods, they and eating more whole, clean foods, this is like very oftentimes a natural side effect. So if that sounds crazy to you or goofy to you, it really is true. Now, I'm not going to talk about the exercise part today. And I know I have done an episode on that. I do not know what it's titled. I can link it in the show notes for this. It should be in the description then. If I remember to do it, I'll be honest, after I record this, I should make a note. But I also hear that from people, and think about it. We are made to move. We're everything. Again, I'm not going to sit and exercise for a really long time today, but if you're going from being sedentary to exercising and what that does for improving blood flow and, you know, giving you energy, all these things, feeling better about your body, like there's a lot at play just even there where you're thinking, okay, well, what does the physical have to do? Everything. You know how physical health affects mental health and it's all interrelated. So I hear that all the time from ladies like, wow, I started working out and just my confidence was up and then my energy was up and, you know, I felt better about myself and I wasn't embarrassed. Like there's a lot of other factors, but now segueing more into the nutrition piece, think about that. If you're just coming from like a more highly processed food, a lot of like heavy foods, a lot of, you know, foods that are leaving you feel like you actually feel crappy after you eat them. Like, really, here is a TMI for you guys. Like, I don't think anybody's trying to get jiggy with it after you've just like demolished a huge plate of Chinese food or something like that. Like, if I'm all laden with MSG, I'm not like, yeah, let's, you know, wink, wink, I've got to see you in the bedroom for something. Like, that's not going to happen. So I think already you can kind of understand and be with me on this girl chat. This is very much a girl chat today. You know, how much more in the mood you'd be if just you were feeling lighter and leaner and whatnot. That's a huge piece of this. Now, according to Medical News Today, It does say certain foods may enhance a person's sexual experience in various ways. This includes stamina, libido, and circulation, among others. Same thing for exercise, right? So both are a big deal here. Some of the foods in a sexual diet, I love that they called it that, include fruits and vegetables, red meat, and hot peppers. But here's what I found most interesting about this. It said, keeping the circulatory system in good working order is essential for sexual health. This is the same thing with working out. I did tell you that we were going to get away from it, but I just can't. The two are too closely related, working out and eating well. If you are all of a sudden doing hip thrusts and glute bridges and you're activating these pelvic muscles you've never activated before, that's going to help in this area as well. That helps with blood flow. All of this interplays, is that a word? I don't know. It works together. Okay, so better circulation can lead to an improved sexual response in men and women. And then it says cardiac health is also vital for stamina. In other words, this is according to Medical News Today, if it's good for the heart, it's good for a person's sex life. So it says the recommended diet is a wide range of fruits and vegetables, whole grains and plenty of fiber, healthful oils such as olive oil, seafood, nuts, legumes. And it says researchers studying the Mediterranean diet found that people with metabolic syndrome who followed the diet had fewer problems with erectile dysfunction, I guess, than compared to others. But Mediterranean diet is a super healthy way of eating. I pretty much eat. This is pretty much the way that I have always eaten. I kind of cross a little bit between Mediterranean and paleo sometimes when I'm not eating as many grains or things like that, but very much, this is very much in line with how I'm eating as well and how a lot of my clients and program participants, when I'm looking at your foods, these are a lot of things that you're eating as well. Many of the foods, back to the journal, featured in a heart-healthy diet such as avocados, asparagus, nuts, seafood, and fruit have associations with better sex in both traditional medicine and scientific research. And it goes into the reasons why. So foods to boost libido. They do talk about them, like the aphrodisiacs, like oysters. And it said that is due to their zinc content because apparently we might not have normally have enough zinc. That's funny because I take zinc as a supplement currently, but that was like more to, I heard that it was better for your immune system. It's not because of this, but there we go. It does say sexual desire is complex and has to do with many factors than just nutrition, including an individual's relationship, stress levels, all that's super true. Your libido is not going to be helped by an avocado if your stress levels are through the roof. But again, checking those other factors in your life, monitoring stress, trying to lower stress, which diet and exercise help with, exercising regularly, like we said, all these things. Clearly, there's so much more hormones we talked about. And then there's so much more too, like with your actual relationship and intimacy and all of that, which is like totally another topic for another day. But again, just sticking with the foods that we can do, we're going to do what we can here. It says that foods that are rich in flavonoids can help because why? Why is this? It says the flavonoid content of many fruits may be responsible for this improvement in libido. So foods that are rich in flavonoids are berries, citrus fruits, grapes, apples, hot peppers, cocoa products, red wine, and tea. So that is another thing that you can do to boost your libido. It says the takeaway is many people look to their diet to increase their sexual desire, improve their ability to have sex, and increase the pleasure they get from sex. While research indicates possible links between particular foods and better sex, those seeking the best foods for sex should ensure they're eating a balanced, heart-healthy diet. Woo! So my takeaway from their takeaway is whole clean foods are, as usual, what should take up 80% of our nutrition, of our dietary intake. That's what we want to do, is take in mostly whole clean foods, berries and all that that they listed, great. But if, again, you're starting at a place of highly processed foods, just focusing on taking in lean protein, whole grains, fruits and veggies, you're going to feel so much better and ready for action than if you are shoving a Big Mac in your mouth and, you know, not feeling comfy in your jeans. All right. And it's true. I mean, Okay, I'm just going to end it there because I'll just go on more tangents and rants. But the exercise piece, like I said, has its place. And this is a conversation that, opens up so many other arenas to look at, physical health, mental health. But the point is doing what we can. If you are exercising and then now focusing on whole foods, clean foods, that is, I would say, proven. Even anecdotally, from the ladies I've trained, from experiences, et cetera, that it's going to have a positive effect on your libido. It can't have a negative effect. So there you go. There's just an added bonus for you. All right, ladies. I hope that that was at least entertaining for you today. If I don't know if it was helpful, but entertaining is all I can really go for. Next episode, we're going to talk about HIIT versus steady state cardio and which is better for fat loss. All right, so join me then, and I'll talk to you soon.